Hello to everyone out there in the Twitterverse, Audioboo, wherever else anyone might be listening. This is actually kind of an interesting little treat. I don't often do Audioboos while I'm outside, usually because there are other people around and they might be staring at you. But I'm at a place called Insight, and I'll explain what that is later. But I'm here at a place waiting for an appointment. And my appointment's at 10, but the lady that's doing the appointment with me is not here yet, so the office isn't open. So I'm just standing out here waiting as the cars are driving by. And I just wanted to come and check in with everybody and see how everyone is doing. Like I said, this is actually kind of a treat because I don't do that many audio boos outside, which is nice. So, what else? It was interesting that today I downloaded, or last night I downloaded Song Guru, or Music Quiz Guru as it's known now, and then I downloaded iAssociate too. And I'm actually stumped on a word that was associated with pop, as in Snap Crackle Pop from Rice Krispies. I was able to figure that out. But it was also associated with the word juice and iced tea. And it was two words. The first word was four letters, and the second one was five letters. Oh, and this weather's gorgeous out here. It's just, it rained a little bit last night, teensy bit. And so you could smell the fresh air. Oh, this is beautiful. What a beautiful day. So that was interesting. Now, this might go into two boos, and I like this. I like the outdoor atmosphere a little bit. But because I'm all by myself, and depending on when they're going to get here, if I suddenly have to end an audio boo or something, then you'll know why. Because my appointment's at 10, but when they get here, we're just going to get started when she gets here. I was talking with my husband this morning, and, you know, we were reflecting on memories of our childhood and of different things that we did. Now, one particular project that I did that kind of applies to our lives, in a sense, is what I like to call the panic button. And the reason I call it the panic button is for this. This is in my junior year of high school. I was part of my credits, or part of my classes that I had to take, was a child development class, which was very informative, very interesting. They show you like how a fetus is developed, and they talk a little bit about child psychology. They talk a little bit about, you know, all sorts of other things. I hope no one's staring at me talking into a phone, but I'm kind of sheltered against a wall, so that anyway. But part of the project, they were trying to do an experiment, because they were noticing an increase in teen pregnancy. And the rate of pregnant teens, and this was in the late 90s, this around when I was doing it, it was in the early 2000s, 2001, 2002, somewhere around there. And when I was doing this, that's, you know, they were noticing that there was a lot of, even before then, an increase in teen pregnancy. So they started this experiment where they had these electric babies, and I'll explain a little bit more about that in the next audio boo. But I'm kind of trying to segue into it, and because I only have like 30 seconds left of this recording, so I'm going to start a new one. But anyway, you get these electric babies, electric dolls, and you had them for two nights, and they were random. They cried at any random time. They, you know, you needed to feed them. I mean, their schedule was just at the spur of the moment, so as part of the project. So I'll discuss more when I return. This is beautiful.